This week, the world mourned the loss of Tyree Nichols.
I lost my faith. I cried. I screamed at God, asking how could he let this happen?
The fallout from the beating and emergency response to the 29-year-old sparked multiple investigations, leading to 5 MPD officers facing criminal charges, 3 MFD EMTs being fired, and 2 Shelby County Sheriff deputies being under investigation. WREG reached out to Shelby County District Attorney's office, and a spokesperson confirmed to us it is possible more charges are coming. In a statement, they said, quote, there have been questions about other officers and fire department personnel on the scene, persons remotely operating cameras, and the potential of false reporting. We are now at the stage of our investigation where we are looking into all of these matters. We must reemphasize that the current charges do not preclude us from adding additional charges. In an interview with CNN, District Attorney Steve Moroy told them that there is up to 20 hours of unreleased footage relating to Tyree Nichols. A spokesperson with the City of Memphis confirmed to WREG a family attorney has reviewed that footage. Meanwhile, as the community awaits the results from multiple investigations,
welcome to Hollywood Deli. I'm your host, Blue. So listen, we're talking about Tyree Nichols. So it's been a lot of controversy around this case for a multitude of reasons. First, as soon as the story hit, here comes James Whitlock saying that this is the result of men being raised, Black men being raised by single Black mothers. He never once did he say, but what about the fathers who were not there as well? Why weren't they there to show these men how to interact with each other in a nonviolent way when having confrontation? Unfortunately, both sides of the parents failed these Black officers. But now these officers are grown men and they have to hold themselves accountable. And that's a big problem, in my opinion, in the Black community sometimes. The Black men do not want to be accountable for their actions. They want to blame it on every variable but themselves. You know, as a child growing up, you do face a lot of trauma sometimes, and there are things that affect how you are as an adult. But when you become aware of those things, it is then you have to accept accountability that you continue the behaviors that you're continuing. So Sierra got herself involved, the singer, and she did respond and said it was irresponsible of Whitlock to make a remark when a mother is grieving the loss of her child. And I agree. But don't think I'm jumping on the bandwagon. No, I'm not. Here's the thing that was uncovered to me just recently, which is why I knew there was a reason why I held back on even covering this case. Tanya TKO, she's a YouTuber that I follow. She does not mince words when it comes to Black men and women. And she pulled up some tweets that I found appalling by him. And yeah, we say, well, he's dead now. We shouldn't judge him for what he did while he was alive. Yes, we should. And we should vet who we go in, Black women particularly, because that's who he targeted in these tweets. Should vet who we go out here and marching for and putting ourselves on the front lines and putting our lives in danger. Because when you go out here marching, you put your life in danger. So anyway, he's on Twitter. And if you don't believe me, I'm going to tell you what his Twitter handle is. His Twitter handle is this Savvy, S-A-V-Y, Cali Kid. And he spells Cali, C-A-I-L, Kid, K-I-D. That's his handle on Twitter. And this is what he says in response to another person on Twitter. The person on Twitter wrote, there's a reason I don't like dark-skinned bitches. And Tyree's response was to this. True this, with a whole bunch of S's. He also wrote, he responded to the same person on Twitter. This is what the guy says. Dark-skinned girls have good pussy or nah? Question mark with the eye emoji. Tyree responded, I have never wondered this in my life, laughing my ass off. Then he poses with his little snow buddy that we have not yet seen in the media at all. I don't know if they've broken up or she doesn't want to be affiliated with this whole situation, because you know they tend to do this. When things are going good, They want to be a part of it, but when shit goes bad, they don't want no parts. Okay. Now, there was speculation that he was sleeping with one of the police officers that beat him to death's girlfriend. We now know that is not true because he does not even like Black women. So, he also, on his Instagram, I'm looking at it myself and I screenshotted it. He has a picture of his girlfriend, his white girlfriend's mother, him smiled up. And on the caption, he put hashtag favorite mother figure. And he put her name, Heidi, with two hearts behind it. Now, the mother that you just heard in the audio in the beginning of my show, that was his biological mother at the funeral crying. Where is Heidi and this girlfriend? All I saw was a sea of Black people. I did not see not one white person from this Instagram here. So in all of his Instagram posting, you can see it on his Instagram, and I will give you his Instagram name if you think I'm making this up. It is Lone, L-O-N-E dot Wolf, W-O-L-F-E-E. He's on Instagram. I actually follow his page. On his Instagram page, he is doing nothing but fantasizing about white women on there. And he's big into the weed, okay? So maybe he was high during that altercation. I don't know. So anyway, what I'm leading up to is be careful who you go out here marching for and putting your life on the line for. Now, let's talk about Kamala Harris. Kamala, where the fuck you been at? Now she's talking about this George Floyd policing policy. Listen, I'm glad that she wants to put in some action in regards to this policy. But you should have been pushing this shit before this kid died. You might have even saved his life had this shit been put into place. Do y'all notice a theme with Kamala? She only deals with us Black people when it comes election time, when she wants something, like other Black opportunists. Case in point, Al Sharpton's bald-headed ass. He goes and does the eulogy for this child. You don't know them. And why are these families letting you do the eulogy? You don't know him. You wouldn't even be there if this wasn't a high publicized case. And it is really disturbing how we do each other. You know, Kamala, you're supposed to be Black. Al, you're Black. Where the fuck you been at? You know, we only show up for the pictures. And, you know, George Floyd's best friend, I forget what his name is, the NBA player. I think his name is Steven something. He even said it. They said the same shit to him, how they want to push this policy, this George Floyd policy. And look, how many years it's been and nothing's happened. No movement at all, Kamala. I'm very disappointed in Kamala, to be honest, that she even showed up to this funeral. But it's politics. Anyway, make sure you like, subscribe. Make sure you leave 5-star rating, and y'all have a good night.
Bet they won't. Do something.